Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Radio Free Credit Union Show with your hosts, Jason Dias and Troy Hall. If it's Friday, it's Radio Free. Good afternoon on the East Coast, good morning on the West Coast, and a great day to you wherever you may be across this wonderful country of ours. My name is Jason Dias. You're listening to Radio Free Credit Union Show. It is radio, it is free, and it is all about what is hot and happening in the credit union marketplace, broadcasting live from the offices of Radio Free Credit Union Show in beautiful New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and joined as always by the assistant to the coast, the co-host, the COO, the COO of Big Ol' South Carolina Federal Credit Union, your friend and mine, Mr. Troy Hall. What's going on, my man?
Hey, I'm doing great, and let me tell you, it is so good to have you back again, officially hosting the show. You know, I really, truly understand all that you go through now, having done this myself last week.
Well, I want to thank you on behalf of everybody in the audience, everybody that listens to the show. We had a ton of archive listens on the show last week. I appreciate you doing it. We were going to rely on the free wireless out at Salt Lake City Airport, and a lot of times what you get with free is absolutely nothing at all, which is exactly what we were getting last week in the airport.
Free is what you pay for. And you know, and while you're on that topic of free, I'll mention this. This is a free tip to credit union professionals listening out there. That free proposition really doesn't exist because it doesn't create value for people. So you have to create a value proposition, not a free proposition. So there you go, folks. There's your first marketing tip for the day today.
Wow, Troy getting really deep in the monologue. Were you thinking about free checking?
I was just thinking about anything that we want to pose in credit union land as free, and we want to say that creates an opportunity for us. It's got to be a value proposition that creates the opportunity, not the free.
I agree with you, man. I got a thing in the mail on Wednesday when I got back, and I checked my mail from a week ago, and I had something in there. Open your free checking account at XYZ Federal Savings Bank or whatever, and I was like, give me a break. There's nothing free. Anyway, it is great to be back. It is great not to be in the airport with hundreds of other people walking around making noise, coughing, talking aloud on their cell phone. We thought we'd found a quiet corner in the airport. Nike and myself were sitting there, and this person comes along kind of cleaning up around us and just dragging the chairs across the floor. You can hear it in the archive, and we're going crazy trying to get her to stop doing it, but she comes over after the show and says, I do my job, you do yours. So I was like, all right, well, I don't feel like arguing
there you
with you
go.
Right now. Yeah, so. Yeah.
We got a lot going on, Jason.
We do have a lot going on. It is the last Friday of the month, and if you are a fan of the Radio Free Credit Union show, you know the last Friday of the month can only mean one thing. What's that, Troy?
That me.
Earlier, all of us.
Never change.
Never stop. All right, as always, we're joined by the editrix of the CU Times, Miss Sarah Snell Cook, joining us live from Fishers, Indiana, at the CU Water Cooler event. Hey, Sarah, how's it going?
Hello, Jason. It is going great here out in freezing cold Indiana. And I just want to make one comment about your little commentary at the beginning there. You mentioned that the not to use the free proposition. I'm wondering if you're going to rethink the radio show name.
Oh, well, you don't know. But Troy does have one very important question for you.
Yes. And my important question is, what say you?
What say you, Sarah? The news in credit unions this week is the big election's coming up November 2nd.
Did we lose her?
We may have lost her.
I think we did lose her. Anyway, I know what Sarah wanted to talk about. I'll wait and see if she can call back in. She has a new radio show starting on, I believe it's on Tuesday. It's on Election Day. And she's going to be hosting her own show. I think it's going to be on the water cooler site. But I know they had a bunch of people in that room trying to contact us from Fishers, Indiana. So we'll see if she calls back in.
Do you think she might have us on that radio show of hers?
I don't. Well, if she's smart, she won't. But I mean, anything is possible. We got her back. Hey, Sarah, you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right.
We all got disconnected. I don't know if there's something going on here or what. But what I was saying was that everybody's watching the elections this coming week, and we have a big Ukrainian friend in Washington, in Paul Kamjorski, who is been having some troubled polling numbers these last couple of weeks. As of Wednesday, I saw he was down 5 points. As of yesterday, he was up 8 points. That difference could be the Ukrainians have really been throwing some money behind him. I know CUNA in particular is pushing some independent expenditures through its political action committee, CULAC, 800,000, more than 800,000 so far into different independent expenditures this year. Couple of the key other key races they're watching, Kurt Schrader, the Democrat in Oregon that they're defending. And then they've also thrown $30,000 into radio spots to challenge an incumbent congresswoman. They're supporting State Representative Cory Gardner over the incumbent in that seat, Betsy Markey. So anyway, one of the things that I wanted to mention to you all for November 2nd is I am going to be starting a CU Water Cooler radio show November 2nd. How about that?
Yeah.
Sarah, let me ask you. I'm, you know, when Troy and I, whenever we finish our segment with you, I always talk about how I love this part of the show because, Sarah, honestly, I can't keep up with all of the stuff that goes on from a legislative standpoint out there in the credit union world. But what I wanted to ask you is, from your perspective, if we are potentially going to see a huge political sea change in the midterm elections, do you think that CUNA is backing the right candidates at the right time?
I think they're backing a lot of the right candidates for Cranes at the right time. I mean, the reason they're going against some of the incumbents is that they are folks who have either not supported or even opposed other credit union initiatives on the Hill. You know, it's a huge decision to go against an incumbent. 95% of incumbents, I think the stat is 95% of incumbents win. Yeah.
Yep.
So, I mean, it's a huge step to go against an incumbent.
Yep.
And yeah, they go with who has been supportive of credit union.
And Sarah, not to put you on the spot, but by any chance did you get to catch the clip of the inquisition to Elizabeth Coleman, the Inspector General of the Federal Reserve, asking her if she has any idea where the $9 trillion has gone?
No, I have not.
Will send that little clip to you, and Jason, I'll send that out to you. But it is a great little piece of commentary that sort of explains why we might be seeing so much change happening in the election seats coming up with this election and then in the next election in 12. And it's simply because of responses like the ones that she was unable to provide on this clip.
Wow. Hey, Sarah, before Troy asked you about the new look for the CU Times, I wanted to ask you, for people that listen to the radio programs online, what are we going to hear when we tune into your show?
Oh, well, you know, we're going to go with a news commentary-style show, sort of the McLaughlin group of the crazy world without the ranting and screaming, hopefully. But, you know, occasionally that's good.
Well, if you want ranting and screaming, just tune into this show before it airs, because me and Troy usually just ranting and screaming.
It actually is, it's not ranting.
It's not ranting. It's not screaming either, but it's something.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. So the idea is, you know, get people debating what's the hot topic of news in the industry, and we're going to have, you know, a panel that will serve as our creating a barometer of what's going on. You know, we'll start with a commentary of the news and move on to a panel. This coming inaugural issue, or episode, excuse me, will be focused on Election Day preview, and we're going to have some pollsters on with us, as well as our D.C. reporter, Claude Marks. And I have confirmation from Marcus Schaefer, who's the CEO of Treliant Federal Credit Union, a very politically active credit union, who will be our guest as well.
Very, very cool.
Very awesome. Hey, Sarah, I want to check with you about the new CU Times look and feel.
Yes, oh my, we are so happy with the way it's come out, and so I personally am so happy it's off my plate right now that it's done. It's a huge undertaking, and I really commend that our new designer, Tim Schaefer, has done a great job with working with us to design what we wanted, and a lot of the features, just really working to integrate our website that's been so wildly successful, honestly, 50,000 unique visitors a month, whereas print, as we all know, has kind of been stagnant. So,
right.
You know, we have features in there where, you know, we're directing people to the website with our video, new video clips. We have new, next steps to tell creatives where they can find more information on whatever the subject is, whether it be an archive story of ours or an archive story that might be from another source like Bloomberg or Wall Street Journal, Financial Times, you know, all relevant stuff to what the initial story is about.
Well, I know I know Troy and I are going to be big fans of the show, and we hope you'll still join us every month for the Sarah Says segment. And if you were listening a couple weeks ago, I was a little harsh on the studio audience, and they responded by trashing the Radio Free offices, and they stole all the pictures of Troy that we were going to start sending out to our guests. And I'm proud to report that we now have new pictures of Troy, and Sarah Cook, you're going to be the first person to receive one of these pictures for being a guest on our show. It's a beautiful picture of handsome Troy sitting on a motorcycle holding what looks like a South Carolina credit union mouse pad or something like that. And
you'll get a kick out of it.
You'll like it. So we'll be absolutely tuning in on Tuesday. I can't wait to see the new. I don't get the printed CU Times for a little bit because I work remotely. But before you leave us, is there anything else you want to drop on us while we've got you?
Well, what I'll drop on you is this. One of the people who's helping out making our website and print integration so successful is Mary Grace Murphy, who is our assistant online editor. And she's here on site with us covering the CU Water Cooler show. So I understand you guys might have some questions for her with what's going on.
Yep. We're actually going to go to her after we go to Colin up in Vermont. So we'll absolutely talk to her about that.
Excellent. Well, that's what I have to report for you, sir. Thank you.
Well, Sarah, I'm just going to, as we close this out with you, I just love talking with you, but I wanted to pass along this. I love the new tagline on the online Credit Union Times. It says, Trusted News for Credit Union Leaders.
Very, very
right.
Cool.
Love
it. Yes, we worked on that. We knew trust was important. Accuracy is important. That's our goal and our strength relative to our competitors. And, you know, we are focused on the leaders, who's going to be the next generation of credit unions. So
yeah, great job.
Well, listen, Sarah, we wish you continued success over at the CU Times. I got a bunch of emails from y'all this week talking about the year you guys have had. We've got one source of news here on the Radio Free Credit Union show, and you know it's the CU Times. And we thank you as always for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that is the CU Times.
I know you want to sing through this whole thing, don't you?
I know. In my head, I'm singing. Because
well, that's
I care
a good place
about,
for it to be.
Yes. Because I care about the audience, that's exactly where it's going to stay. Right after this, we're going to jump up to the great northeastern part of our country with Colin Ryan. He's with the Economy of Me out in Vermont, and we'll be with him right after this. All right, we are back on the Radio Free Credit Union show. You are joined by Jason Dias here in New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and Troy Hall out in beautiful downtown Charleston, South Carolina. And next, we are going to go up north and to the east to the beautiful state of Vermont. We have the project manager for the Economy of Me, Mr. Colin Ryan. He is out there getting young people geeked up about Vermont credit unions. And next Friday, a week from now, he will be hosting a concert for financial literacy. Hey, Colin, how are you doing?
Hey, Jason. Great, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. We're excited to talk to you. You just heard Sarah Cook. She talked about the next generation. You're obviously engaged in talking to the next generation. You've got a concert for financial literacy going out. Tell us about the credit union, who the credit union is, and what you guys are doing next Friday.
Yeah, we've got a credit union down in southern Vermont called Heritage Family Credit Union. They have great relationships with the schools in their community. Really awesome people there that I've gotten a chance to work with and learn from. And they have scheduled our first collaboration with the Concerts for Financial Literacy. So next Friday we'll be down in Rutland playing for, 300, 400 students. And it's going to be awesome. We're really excited.
That's really great. Hey, Colin, this is Troy.
Hey.
Hey, man. I wanted to ask you, tell me a little bit about how you integrate the music and into that youth strategy of yours, and you know, how did that come about, and why do you think that's important?
Well, you know, it's going to be a new element for what we're doing here. I'm in the classroom. I'm doing lots of presentations with students, and that's all been going just amazingly well. But, you know, there are a lot of people who are presenting to schools the idea of coming in and doing presentations. So the people who set up our grant had the wisdom of incorporating something fresh and really sort of eye-catching, which was this idea of a finance concert, which admittedly, when you present to people, they feel like they need more explanation because those are two
exactly.
things that just do not sound like they go together.
Yeah.
Entertainment and finance, I can't even imagine what that would look like. The nice thing is that that's what I do in the classrooms, and that's what we're going to do together with the band next week, is just going to give the teenagers a good time, a good show, and weave into that really just basic concepts about why it's important to care about your money. So I'm really excited for the opportunity that the band brings to really get the attention of the students in a fresh and unique way.
Well, Colin, I know you've been working really hard on the economy of me, and there's like four key principles in the economy. Tell our audience what those are.
Oh, boy. I do a presentation all over, and I'll tell you right now, I do this with teenagers in traditional schools. I do this with teen parents in alternative programs. And this week I actually did this with teachers, and all of those diverse groups are all on board. I do a presentation called The Four Skills of Finance, and it's a really entry-level introduction to understanding how credit works, starting a savings account and why that's valuable, controlling your spending in a society obsessed with consumption and spending, and finally, and possibly most boringly, until we actually work out how valuable it is, building your first budget. And I enlist the wisdom of Mr. Bill Cosby to present that for me, because it's it sounds like a horrible thing to spend your time doing, but it's amazingly useful and one of the most beneficial things I've ever done. So
yeah.
I teach those four things, and I teach them to students, and I teach them to teachers, and they're all with me. It's really cool.
You know, Colin, I've done a little we do some of these programs as well through our financial literacy program. And,
yeah.
And two things that I always find with the audience that in part of my presentation I do, one is how infrequently people actually set a goal before they set a budget. They actually want to get out the calculator, the numbers, and do the budget, and they forget to set their goal. Like, well, why are they doing this budget? Because
yeah.
it's something important that they have to come back to when everything else is falling apart. Why are you doing this? Why are you really
mm-hmm.
going to this level? And then the second thing is what I call is your recovery strategy. No one has a recovery strategy for what happens when you didn't plan for the thing that throws it off. What is your recovery strategy for getting back in and getting back on track? Really, I'm so excited that you're doing that kind of thing because I just love it when I get out there and do it.
Oh, it's a blast. And you know what? You're absolutely right. I mean, I spent a lot of time listening to the curriculums and lessons of Dave Ramsey, and that's the first thing that he says in reducing your debt is ironically not paying off your debt. It's building an emergency fund so that you're
yeah.
prepared for when your transmission drops out of your car or, you know, something terrible happens that you need to pay for. So yeah, I'm totally with you. And I
yeah.
think that's, it's a lot of fun to sort of dream with the students about what's some awesome thing that I would love to be able to afford someday.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Really great. Colin, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you. My pleasure.
All right.
We've got a number of guests here. We just want to try to rock them and roll them through these 30 minutes.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, next week you'll have Colin Ryan and Nick Van Wyk and Adam Wimbleby out there performing out in Rutland, Vermont, and I can't wait to see how that whole thing shakes out. So thank you, Colin. That's awesome. Well, Well, Troy, as usual, time is flying on the Radio Free Credit Union show. We've got about 10 minutes left in the show. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back with Mary Grace that we heard pre-aforementioned by Sarah in just a second right after this.
You're listening to the Radio Free Credit Union show on blogtalkradio.com. Call in live to talk, 646-915-9274.
All right, you are back on the Radio Free Credit Union show with just under 10 minutes to go in this program today, the 29th of October, 2010. Troy and Jason on the air. If it's Friday, it's Radio Free. And we are now joined by the Gen Y reporter, the CU Times, Mary Grace. How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
We are doing great. So Sarah said that you helped the CU Times get their new vibe rolling. Tell us a little bit about that.
We just started an online-only section of our website. You can see it on our homepage under our usual breaking news.
Right.
And that's content that readers won't be able to find in the magazine. We have videos. We have things that expand upon news stories in the magazine. Just a lot of great content from our reporters.
Yeah. And Mary Grace, why can you explain to our listeners why you wanted to have a section that was separate from what they might get in print?
Because we want a way to bridge the magazine and the print product. As Sarah said, circulation isn't so great anymore, and so web seems to be the way things are moving. And we just wanted a way to make our website a place to go for things you can't get anywhere else.
Well, yeah, Mary Grace, how long have you actually been at the CU Times?
Well, I was an intern last summer.
Okay.
While I went to journalism school, I was freelance copy editing. So I've sort of been with Credit Union Times in some shape or form since last summer. I officially started in this position the beginning of September.
Wow. Well, we're very, very glad to have you. You know, Sarah is a big friend of the show, and we love her segment. What I want to ask you, it sounds like if you were an intern last summer, you were going to journalism school, that you bring a very youthful perspective and a very, very new and contemporary perspective to the credit union marketplace. As a young reporter out there covering the credit union, in your experiences now, going back a year, what would you say your biggest bit of advice would be to the credit union marketplace right now? According to Mary Grace.
According to Mary Grace, my biggest piece of advice would be, I know it's been said a lot, but I feel that a lot of young people still just don't have the basic knowledge of what a credit union is, what it does, what it means to be not-for-profit, and what it means to be member-owned. So I think those are things that need to be explained clearly to young people before they would want to care about a credit union.
Yeah, well, great point. Well, we are looking forward to reading all your coverage in the CU Times. For my part, I know I do it mostly online. Troy, you read the print copy, don't you?
I have the print and the online copy, so I use it, and that's why I commented to Sarah before when I told her how much I liked the fact that you incorporated the word trust into the little tagline for that. I just thought that was really a great thing. And Mary Grace, I just wanted to say to you that, you know, I understand that we need to get those messages out to the young folks like yourself. I need you to help me as a credit union professional figure out how to get that message across without it sounding like we're lecturing, because I believe that's where the disconnect occurs, is that they don't. I need to have a real way to do it. So anytime offline you can provide that info, I'll be happy to take it.
Great, and in this week's issue, I actually have a focus report on Gen Y that you might want to check out, and in our next week's issue, my monthly column will be there.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I was going to say, because I have seen your monthly column.
Oh, great.
Well, listen, Mary Grace, we hope we can get you back on the show. You just heard we do a lot of stuff in regards to that next generation of credit union member, and we really appreciate you taking some time out of the conference to join us. You have a great, great day.
You too.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Right. Yeah, like you said, Troy, we have got a very, very busy show today. And as a lot of people know, we are the Friday featured show on the CU Water Cooler site. And we are next joined by somebody who is also at the CU Water Cooler Symposium, George Paley or Paisley. Hey, George, how you doing?
Hey, George.
Is George with us?
I don't know. It doesn't sound like it. I can disguise my voice and pretend I'm George. I don't know if that will get us very far.
I guess not. I thought George had rejoined us. When we lost everybody earlier, we must not have got,
yes.
must not have got George back. Yeah. Hey, George, is that you?
Yes, this is me.
All right. Yeah, we're having
he sounds
yeah.
like he's inside the water cooler. Can he step outside the water cooler?
I just put him back on hold. Let's see.
Are you?
Are we pulling?
Okay.
Troy, I can't hear him. I can't hear him either. It's okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to get him next time. What I thought was interesting about his situation is George is at the CU, the Credit Union Water Cooler Symposium, but actually works for First Federal Bank. You heard me correctly, First Federal Bank. And I just thought it was interesting that there were some people from the banking industry that were checking in with a credit union event, which is not entirely unprecedented. I remember being at a ABA event a couple years back, and there was actually a credit union there. So, Troy, it's not totally out of the question.
Well, no, it's not out of the question. It's just it's really maybe it's a sign of the times that, you know, people are – oh, no pun intended since we just talked about the CU times. But, you know, that folks will be more collaborative about what's the right thing to be doing. And the right thing to be doing is teaching young people about financial literacy, financial education, to get them involved in this process early on and not just wake up someday and go, oh, my gosh, I'm X number of dollars in debt. How did that happen? You know, and – you know, and what tools do I have out there in order to help me get what I need to get done? So,
you know, I know there's some, I don't want to call it disagreement, but I mean, there are often a lot of people that ask, how do you cover a subject as broad and as expansive as financial literacy in a, you know, 50-minute concert? And what I always try to explain to people is it's not that we're trying to teach a budget class. There's plenty of opportunities. There's NEFI classes. There's all kinds of things that you can do. But you heard Mary Grace say it. The number one thing young people don't understand, and oh, by the way, lots of their parents too, is what that critical difference is between a bank and a credit union. And you can do that at one of these live concert events. You can say, hey, look, here's the difference. You are an ownership generation. You can own your bank or your credit union, whatever you want to call it, but that the credit union gives you a viable option. I think credit unions have to be, you know, they don't need to be afraid to say we're the better banking option. You don't have to be afraid of that word anymore, because young people, honestly, they just want to be able to pursue their dreams and have a financial partner they can trust.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think too many credit union professionals fear the word bank somehow in using it in their marketing materials or in their messaging to get across. And what they fail to do is capitalize on a term that's already well understood in the marketing, in the marketplace, for fear, because it means that if I use the word bank, it's very possible that someone will get even further confused. Quite right. Frankly, if you don't use the term as a verb, you are never going to get the message across, because there is no such thing as credit unioning out there. So why even try to pretend that the word doesn't exist? Use it, and use it to your advantage.
I totally agree. And I know that, you know, the CU Water Cooler Symposium, it was one of those events that if there was ever an event that I've wanted to go to as a participant, not a speaker, but as a participant, just to enjoy, you know, the networking and all the stuff that was going on. It just, there was absolutely no way to do it. We'd be so crazy busy traveling all over the place this month. But honestly, Troy, that was one of the number one takeaways that I had from this October Odyssey of just traveling all over the country to credit unions of different size and scope, that we have to stop trying to, your word, lecture to people that you've got to be involved in a movement, that you've got to be involved in something special. No, we just need to honestly and directly say to people, hey, we do a lot of the stuff, in fact, maybe everything your bank does, we can do it for a better rate. We can offer you just as many products and services, but save you some money in the long run at exactly the right time when people are thinking about that.
Yeah, you're right on.
Well, listen, folks, we got about 30 seconds left here in the radio show. Troy, you got anything big going on this week? And
the biggest thing I have is Halloween.
Yeah, of course, Halloween. Do I dare ask you what you're going as?
My wife is going as a witch, and I'm going as her black cat.
Well, listen, happy Halloween to you and yours. Happy Fall Festival Halloween to everybody else, and we will see you guys same place, same faces next Friday. If it's Friday, it's radio free. Take
care. You got it, man. We're out.